I'm sure you've all seen the bumper sticker, "The harder I work, the luckier I get." Well, certainly that's the case here. Chris Raker worked very hard. He also got very lucky. He also had fortunate timing. All photographs, of course, take place in time. They're a time-bound sort of thing, unlike other art forms where time is less of a critical factor. With photography, it's the right 60th of a second, or the right moment that one chooses to capture, out of the middle of all the possible moments that take place as life parades before us. Think of this photograph, a moment before or after, without those hands making that wonderful gesture, silhouetted against the sky. Think particularly how difficult that is with the fact that this carnival ride is racing past. That's the whole thing about carnival rides, isn't it? They race past, they're topsy-turvy, spinning, jumping, going round and round sorts of things. Finding exactly the right moment to photograph it is difficult, and I suspect requires a considerable amount of luck. I have no idea how many pictures Chris Raker made in order to find these kinds of images that were presented in his portfolio, but I suspect he made lots and lots and lots of images and then did rigorous and ruthless editing to find exactly the right ones at exactly the right moment. This is one of the marvelous things that I've found useful with the digital tools that we now have available to us, where we can photograph thousands of images without having to worry about the cost of film, the cost of processing, the cost of trying to figure out whether or not we've captured anything interesting. We can shoot and shoot and shoot and allow luck to play a more specified and important role in our work. For some photographers, this is anathema because they tend to think that they've lost control and somehow that dilutes the skill of being a photographer. I don't know. Maybe so. But I've always felt that we should accept all the luck that happens to come our way. Nothing wrong with it. And if we can employ it as a strategy, so much the better.